There are people that are living there all year round who have to access work, the doctors. Doctors have actually got to the stage now whereby they do not want to go in to visit a patient there. They expect the patient to come out to them, even no matter how sick they are, because there's no coverage if they need to get an ambulance or they need to get in contact with someone. It really is. It's unbelievable in this day and age it's like that. Now, I had a meeting there one night a number of weeks ago now, and about 27 different families came out and said, this is not good enough. They'd been told by providers before, you know, there wasn't a big enough population, which is crazy, because at the end of the day, these people have family that live away from the area, and they need to get in touch with them also. So, you know, the first responder, that's not successful, because if something happens, nobody's any coverage. So it's really, you know, it really is a matter of urgency that it is dealt with. If someone's sick in the morning and they need to get to work, they have to drive down the road to find coverage to ring into work to say that they're sick. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Now, you will be issuing letters to mobile phone providers in the area. Will this realistically do anything to make the situation any better?
Well, we want to highlight it. We want them to know that we're not satisfied with the service. I think people in the whole area, that whole area, are totally dissatisfied with the service anyway. Over a number of months, there used to be service there, there used to be coverage, and now it's gone. And if something happens, it takes weeks for it to be repaired. It's like prehistoric what's going on.